VOA Learning English, this is the Education Report. South Africa has 11 official languages. If you want to say hello, it's Sawubona in Zulu and hallo in Afrikaans. Now, South Africa's school children may start using Ni Hao to say hello. The country's education minister says the nation is adding the Mandarin language teaching in some schools. Mandarin is the official spoken language of China. That country is a major trading power for South Africa. A recent agreement between the two nations centers on five areas of cooperation. They include development in basic education, school books and lessons, mathematics and science, teacher training, and career education and research. South African officials have not said how much the teaching Mandarin will cost. Troy Martens is an official with South Africa's Ministry of Basic Education. She says the new partnership is extremely valuable.
So it's very exciting, and both countries have indicated that for them, education is a high priority, and that's why education is high on the agenda of collaboration between the two countries.
The part of the plan that has gained the most attention is the inclusion of the Mandarin language in schools. A public opinion study last year found that South Africans have mixed feelings about China. The survey showed 46% of South Africans do not like the spread of Chinese ideas and customs in their country. The results also showed that 60% dislike Chinese music, movies, and television. But Ms. Martin said Chinese trade is more important than those feelings. She said it is extremely helpful to learners in South Africa to study Mandarin as well as Chinese culture. And she said not every school will offer Mandarin.
Now, this won't be compulsory, it won't be for every school, and it won't be for every child. But for schools that feel they have the capacity to offer Mandarin as a subject, we think it's a great opportunity for South African learners to be exposed to, you know, this international type of language.
South Africa's population studies do not say how many native Chinese speakers are among its nearly 51 million people. Lisette Noonan heads the 80-year-old Pretoria Chinese School in South Africa's capital. The school serves about 500 students from kindergarten to grade 12. Every student studies Mandarin. Ms. Noonan says the school welcomes the new cooperation between South Africa and China. She said it is in the best interests of children to study Mandarin. She said that is especially true with China becoming what she called a huge economic power in the world. South African schools suffer from the country's history of apartheid. And from VOA Learning English, that's the Education Report. I'm Bob Doty.